Hello, my name is Theodore Turner. Today is Monday, June 24th, 2019, and we're going to talk about Jesus Christ and whether you're saved or not, and a couple other issues. And the main issue today is going to be when a person has been angry for a long time about something. Sometimes they just stay mad all the time. Have you ever met a man or a woman that's that way? They just seem mad all the time. It's because they were probably angry about something and they just hung onto it and kept thinking about it and couldn't get it out of their mind. Now, a lot of times we get angry at our family. That's where some of it starts. And you know what? They love you and they want you to come home no matter what you've done. They want you to come home. And even if you've been angry for a long time, they want you to come home because someday they want you to be a Christian and be able to touch the sky and the clouds and walk on clouds someday. Just like Jesus was taken up to heaven in a cloud, we'll be taken up someday. If you're not sure you're saved, let me tell you the steps. These steps have to do with standing before the God of eternity. And you've got sin in your life. And someone walks up beside you and says, "I'll take his punishment." Well, that person is Jesus. And in order to get our rights and get ready to go to heaven, we need to do this. Number one, admit you're a sinner. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Number two, you must be willing to turn from sin and repent. Now, sometimes if you're an alcoholic or you're on drugs, you may not know how to do that, but you have to be willing to do it if you can. So you have to ask God, say, I want to do this, Lord. I want to repent. I don't know how to do it right now, but I'm going to repent, and I hope you'll give me credit for that and help me to get over these things in the future. Acts 17:30 says, "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." Acts 17:30. Admit you're a sinner and that you need a Savior. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross and was buried and rose from the dead. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but have everlasting life." John 3:16. God demonstrates his own love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's like the Romans 5:8. That's like the person walking up when you're in front of the judge and saying he'll take your punishment and asking the judge to let you go. That's what Jesus did for us. And now what you need to do is realize that you have to ask God in a prayer to save you. Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Remember, Romans 10:10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." In other words, you need to get saved and then confess publicly to people around you that you've become a Christian. So this step is this: pray. Ask Jesus into your life. Ask him to become your personal Savior and fill you with his guidance and with his Holy Spirit. Go somewhere and get baptized, however you want to get baptized, whether it's in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or in the name of Jesus, whatever it is, get baptized, because the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost has the title of the name of Jesus on it. But you need to get baptized, because it talks about it so many times, and it's better to get baptized than to be sorry later. And don't worry about you having to do so much things in your life. God has his Spirit working for you and helping to change things. Zechariah 4:6 talks about this. "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." It's not by your might, nor by your power, but by the Spirit of God that helps you to change. And sometimes if you're angry and you don't know how to do the things you want to do, you have to ask God to give you courage to get past that anger. Put it out of your heart. Put the anger out of your heart. And remember the Lord's Prayer. It says, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name." You got to remember that even Jesus said in this prayer that we need to forgive people so we'll be forgiven. And we need to not get discouraged, and we need to overcome our anger. We need to overcome our other things so someday we can fly up there and touch the clouds when we go to heaven. That's very important, that we touch the clouds in a way and rise up above the evil thing that in our life, whether it's not just anger, maybe it's just wasting time, foolishness, wasting money. We need to get past all these things, not just anger, but we need to get over anger. We need to get over that. And we need to learn the fruits of the Spirit. And don't be dismayed when you don't feel like you can, when you have another anger fit or another problem like that. Ask God to help you and have the courage to try to fight it. And it's not just anger sometimes you have to fight. Sometimes you have to fight an addiction like alcohol or drugs or something like that. And sometimes you just don't know what to do. But you need to come home to Jesus. You need to come home to your family if you ran away. They want to see you. They love you. Most all of them do. Or to your relatives, your aunt, your uncle, or something like that. We need to ask God to help us constantly, all the time. There was a man named Benaniah, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts. He slew 2 lion-like men of Moab. Also, he went down and slew a lion in a pit on a snowy day. You know, this man, Benaniah, was a very important person. And some people believe that because it was a snowy day, he fell into that pit with the lion. And when he did, he had to fight his way out. He had to show some real anger against that lion. And sometimes there's a place for anger. And sometimes there's not a place for anger. I've heard of people talking about righteous anger. But I don't know if there really is such a thing, but we need to ask God to help us to get through those things in our life and overcome them. The Bible says, "But he that is of a merry heart hath a continuous feast," a heart that has the kingdom of God in him. Now our lives are not just eating and drinking and that kind of a feast. Romans 14:17 clarifies this. "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." Romans 14:17. "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." We need to learn to be strong. We need to learn to have courage, just like the kind of courage that a fireman has when he runs into a house and saves someone and brings them back out of the fire. It's important for us to witness, and I think the Bible says in one place to do whatever we can to pluck the non-Christians out of the fire, and that means by witnessing to them and helping us. And 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us something about fear, which I believe causes anger and other things. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear." And most people believe when it says the spirit of fear in the Bible, that means dread. Have you ever had dread? Well, it says here that "for God has not given us the spirit of fear," which is "but of power and of love and a sound mind." You don't have to have dread about going to school, dread about meeting your husband or your wife. You need to just do this and get help. If you can't handle it yourself, get someone to go with you and help. And don't be afraid about life changes, whether it's divorce or whether it's a car that quit working or something like that. God can help you. I recently felt very angry at my car. I went out there and oil was pouring out of the top of the motor. And I called my son over here, who has worked on a lot of cars like that. And he took it all apart and he found out that my vehicle doesn't have a normal head gasket. It has 17 little elastic looking plastic gaskets in there all around the heads, and they were all worn out, and so it was easy for him to fix it. He fixed it. It took him about 2 days to do it, to take all the parts out and put all the parts back in. He didn't even have a screw left over, like a lot of mechanics have something left over. He had all the parts back in there, and the vehicle runs perfectly now. And I was so angry at that the first day, and so upset, so discouraged. But I realize now that God did that. When I saw the oil running out of the top of the engine, it was to help us find that those gaskets were bad. They would have just got worse and worse and worse, even if we'd found some way to plug them up. And sometimes when a person's been angry so long, and they're upset so long, or maybe they're discouraged so long, they just stay that way all the time. I know that people somehow get into a state of mind and they just stay that way. It says in the Bible, "I'll give you good success. I want to prosper you and give you good success," Jeremiah. "I know the plans I have for you, and plans of good and not of evil, but to give you a good and a future. God was telling Jeremiah that he had good plans to do things for him. So sometimes you have to do things when you're afraid, and sometimes you're angry when things happen in life. You have to learn to try to put that anger aside, put that fear aside, and that if you have a lot of fatigue or you're upset, ask God to help you to know what to do. And sometimes we have to fight for things that are ours, like Shammah fought for a bean patch in the Bible. He had to fight people with that just to save that bean patch that belonged to the king. And we have to ask God to help us to come home to church, to come home to our families, and put the fear away that creates the anger, and quit being a hater. There's so many haters in this world that hate people for all kinds of things. We need to put that out. And we need to remember that God will prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. And David said once, "Do not kill that man who was throwing rocks at me." He said, "God will hear him and put a blessing on me because of his cursing at me." But David knew if he had them kill him, he might get a curse on him. So anyway, today, God loves you. He wants you to be the kind of person you should be. He wants you to not be fearful, and he wants you to come home. Come home to patience. Come home to goodness. Come home to love. And Jesus said once to his disciples, he says, "Fear not, it is I." They were out fishing, and he came walking to them on the water, and he told them, he said, "Fear not, it is I." So we don't want to have that dread. We want to remember in Romans 8:28, it says, "All things work together for good to those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose." And there's another place in the New Testament that says, "You are one of the called if you're a Christian." Now that day that my car failed and was oil pouring out the top of the motor, I was so upset. But this verse is really true. It really worked in my case. Romans 8:28, "All things work together for good to those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose." In Isaiah 30:18, it says, "God is looking for someone to be good to." So try to do the things you're supposed to. Learn the good things that you're supposed to learn from the church. Go to church and listen to the minister and find out what you're supposed to do. Get baptized. Ask Jesus to forgive you if you haven't done that. Remember that Jesus died for you on the cross, and he's the man that walks up on that day of judgment that you went through already probably in your life and said, "I'll take his pain, I'll take his suffering," and learn how to walk in the Spirit and be the kind of person that you're supposed to be. And God will help you. "It's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord." So trust in the Lord and ask him to help you. Remember, Jesus loved you. Be strong and very courageous. Be not afraid, be not discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Now go home to your family.